Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Nicole Parton in Washington. Two young parents are facing serious murder charges following the tragic death of their newborn baby. Authorities revealed that while their infant was critically ill in the hospital, the mother recorded a TikTok dance to a lively song right in front of her dying child. On March 12, prosecutors in Pierce County charged 19-year-old Alyssa Jade Vanderbeck and 21-year-old Mark Anthony Clammer with second-degree murder, with Clammer also facing charges of homicide by abuse. This comes just days after the couple's 7-week-old son, referred to in court documents as NC, passed away due to what was described as an abusive head trauma. The baby was admitted to Mary Bridge Children's Hospital in Tacoma on March 4 in critical condition, and he died on March 9. According to a probable cause affidavit, medical examiners revealed that the child had suffered from multiple severe injuries, including hemorrhages and a brain injury, which were deemed consistent with abusive head trauma. An autopsy indicated that the likely cause of death was homicide resulting from these injuries. During interviews with the investigators from the Lakewood Police Department, Clammer admitted to handling the baby roughly, acknowledging that he had jerked the child in a way that he recognized was too hard. It was discovered that the couple delayed calling 911 for about an hour after noticing the baby was in distress. Clammer contacted emergency services, stating that his son was not breathing. He explained to investigators that after the baby became fussy, he picked him up and, quote, jerked him, causing the baby's head to move back forcefully. Vanderbeck recounted that she was awakened to Clammer placing the baby down for a nap. And after a shower, they heard the baby making odd noises and found him unresponsive. She said she attempted to awake him by again shaking him in panic. Vanderbeck allegedly recorded videos of the distressed infant and sent it to family members seeking help, asking what they should do. The footage reportedly showed the baby struggling to breathe and appearing unresponsive. The following day, LPD officers visited the hospital to investigate the baby's injuries as a potential case of child abuse. A social worker informed them that the infant was not expected to survive, and the parents had left the hospital. Upon their return, officers noted that Vanderbeck and Clammer's behavior was unusual given the severity of the situation.
He was had some severe injuries that they didn't know the exact cause from, but didn't think they were accidental.
Investigators later discovered a TikTok video filmed by Vanderbeck at her son's bedside, showing her dancing in the hospital bathroom to an upbeat music. As of now, it is unclear whether the couple has legal representation to speak on their behalf. In court on March 12, Vanderbeck was visibly emotional, as captured by footage from ABC affiliate KOMO. Both Vanderbeck and Clammer are currently in custody on a $1 million bond. More crime and justice news after this. And now to West Virginia, a welfare request by a resident led to the tragic discovery of a body concealed under a blanket on a porch, according to authorities. Leroy Hunt, he's 35, has been charged with first-degree murder and child neglect involving potential harm, as indicated by jail records. Hunt was taken into custody at the Southwestern Regional Jail and Correctional Facility late on Friday. The victim has been identified as Christina Hunt. On Friday morning, around 10 a.m., a neighbor contacted the Mingo County Sheriff's Office to request a wellness check at a residence on Triton Lane, located just north of Del Barton in rural West Virginia. Before entering the home, deputies reportedly discovered the victim's body on the front porch. Investigators stated that the woman's body was found draped with a blanket. According to a statement from the sheriff's office, Leroy Hunt, quote, allegedly murdered his wife, Christina Hunt, as she was was returning home, as reported by the Mingo Messenger. It has been revealed that the couple's 2-year-old child was present in the home during the alleged incident. Authorities assert that Leroy Hunt endangered the child's safety when he reportedly shot his wife. Following the discovery of Christina Hunt's body, law enforcement engaged in a standoff with the suspect. After a period of time, Leroy surrendered and was subsequently arrested and taken to jail. The West Virginia State Medical Examiner's Office is scheduled to conduct an autopsy on the victim, as reported by WCHS. Fortunately, the child was unharmed during this tragic incident. And finally, to California, authorities in Riverside County have identified over 50 missing children and successfully rescued 37 of them during a week-long initiative aimed at combating human trafficking, according to Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco. Dubbed Operation Safe Return, the effort focused on locating teens between the ages of 14 and 17 across Riverside County, as well as in Northern California, Nevada, and Arizona. Sheriff Bianco noted that the operation revealed the unique nature of human trafficking in that region, stating, quote, "Our sex trafficking occurs through hotels, events, and online apps." According to the Riverside County Sheriff's Department, some of the rescued teens had fallen victim to child sex trafficking and sexual assault. The successful rescue of the 37 children was made possible through a collaborative effort involving federal agencies and over a dozen local law enforcement entities, including the Los Angeles Police Department and the California Highway Patrol. Each of the children had ties to Riverside County, the sheriff emphasized. The sheriff also mentioned that every rescued child will receive a comprehensive support, including victim advocacy services, medical care, and ongoing resources. The operation resulted in 7 arrests, one of which involved a suspect taken into custody by Homeland Security investigators on charges related to other child sex trafficking. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nicole Parton.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.